meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Plenary Call Number 51 on the 15th of November, 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Ram, Narul, Alan, Norm, Scott, Zarko, Naveed, Eric, Denise, and Boban. We have an observer joining us today, Ali Reza. Apologies from Russ, Kaveh, and Carrie Ann. From ICANN.org, Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking? And Eric, please begin the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, hey, everyone. Welcome. Sorry for the awkward start. So, let's okay, so we've just done roll call. I guess I see SOI updates. Are there any SOI updates at this time? Statement of interest? Okay. Yeah, I didn't recall there being an action item there. But, okay, so if someone could clear that up, if there's anything that needs to be addressed there, otherwise we'll go past it. We can circle back later if I've missed something. So the first, the next substantive agenda item is addressing an email thread. At this point, I think it's at least a month old, that was primarily, as I recall, between Elaine and Boban and maybe KC, but I think maybe KC was just involved at the beginning and it kind of went a different direction. But Elaine, if you wouldn't mind sort of maybe raising your concerns, because I think, you know, I've seen a bunch of back and forth on the mailing list and it looks to me like we may have reached the point of diminishing returns there. So could we get a better understanding of what your thoughts are and if you have any concerns, please? So, Elaine, if you are speaking, we are not hearing you. Maybe you're on mute or something. Okay. Well, you know, at this point, I think we've reached the point of diminishing returns on email, and I think it sounds like it's not clear what the concerns are. So I think the general sense is that we have otherwise, I see Elaine's typing. Sorry for the lack of background music while we watch the chat room. But I think it's important to put this issue to rest if we can, so that it doesn't linger on the list. Yeah, Elaine, I think that if you could maybe, are you having trouble with your audio? Would it be possible for you to speak to some of your concerns? Because I think rather than move past them and leave things standing as though there was there's an outstanding objection, we'd really like to see if we could come to a clearer understanding of what your thoughts are. And it's possible that email is just not the right medium to fully convey it. And if you wouldn't mind speaking to it, I think it might be very helpful. Okay, well, then I guess we'll sort of take that as abstaining, so we can move forward then. I see typing again. Great. So, yeah, if you don't mind getting a dial, that'd be great. Maybe we'll move to the next agenda item while that gets sorted out and we can circle back. So the next agenda item is SSR 1 recommendation work progress check and team to surface any issues. think there was planned to be an email communication that I don't think I saw about tapping people for taking the lead on certain things. So somebody please correct me if I'm wrong if I just missed that email. But there were a couple items that we were waiting on updates for from sort of the mid-October region. I haven't heard anything about that, so I presume there aren't any updates, but if there are updates, does anybody have any about issues that may have surfaced resolution to items, close out SSR 1 reviews? It is staging to be a short call today. Okay.
Hey, Eric, this is Denise. Apologies, mm-hmm. I'm not in a Adobe Connect, I'm in transit. Was staff able to send out the list of who's the lead facilitator on each recommendation?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Or a link
so
to the Google Doc. Yeah.
We can share a link to the Google Doc in the chat room here. So the list of all the people who have signed up to volunteer to each recommendation are in that Google Doc. And we had an action item from the leadership call on Monday. We'll work with you to develop a timeline and share that via email, which has not yet been done. However, the Google Doc is live and the volunteers are all listed in that Google Doc and they have been from the beginning. But I'll share a link into the chat room just now.
No, Jennifer, that's great. Thank you. But I think what we were referring to was the direction to sort of start nominating people to actually draft our review. Like basically each recommendation we discussed, having point people assigned to each recommendation to actually do the drafting, not just the people that were interested in doing the evaluation. Did that make any progress forward?
No, so we haven't done that part yet. Because I didn't realize
okay,
that there was going to be different people on that. So, like I said, we will be draft, staff can draft an email and circulate that to the leadership team. And the intention is to include a timeline for each of the steps that still need to be completed on the SSR1 recommendations text drafting. So we'll get that to the leadership and then to the review team list ahead of the call next week.
Right, that would be
thanks.
Great.
Thanks. And could you just use the Google Doc to create a list with the name of the person on the team and the recommendation number and name. And we'll use that list to fill out the status and who's doing what next. Thanks.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah. So, I mean, likely will be that the person drafted the whole depend for the recommendations will be among those people where some of the recommendations had multiple people signed up to do the review. But certainly, yeah, I think that's a great starting point. And, Jennifer, if you could help sort of plumb that work and get it to leadership like you suggested, that'd be really helpful because then we can move forward on that. Modulo, there's, I think, a couple of them that we are just sort of waiting on, so modulo those. Okay. So I think that basically is a progress check for SSR1. Does anybody else have any thoughts or comments or questions or any updates on anything from SSR1 before we move forward? The thunderous roar of silence. All right, this is going to be the most productive call. Boban, go ahead, please. Boban, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Maybe you're muted. We are not able to hear you. Okay. Bobon's going to dial in for those that aren't monitoring the chat room. While he dials in, anybody else have any comments or questions? Does anybody know any jokes?
Since we have a little bit of dead air, perhaps, this is Denise, by the way, perhaps Jennifer could remind people about the doodle poll and answer any questions people have. Thanks.
Yeah, in fact, that's a really good idea. It's not on the agenda, that's right. So the Doodle poll went out. There's been a little bit of discussion about people being able to fill it out or not. But this is a reminder to people that we have the Doodle poll that is in circulation for identifying when in the January-February timeframe we are mostly, if not all, available for face-to-face meetings and where that would be. Has anybody not had a chance to look at that yet? Or has anybody had any issues with it? I know Carrie Ann had raised some issues on the list. Anybody else having any problems with that? And there's been some clarification to Carrie Ann's questions from staff on the list, so hopefully those were helpful for anybody else.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Okay. Boban, have you been able to connect back in yet? Or Elaine, have you been able to connect back in yet?
It's Jennifer. I suspect Brenda is connecting with one of the two of them at the moment, hence the operator, so maybe just a minute.
Okay. Well, the next item was basically an item that Bobon's going to lead anyway, so, and that would take us to AOB. So I think we are kind of necessarily blocked. Unless anybody has any separate other comments or questions, it's sort of like an AOB. Pre-AOB, PAOB, or the PAOB session. Well, so I think the important takeaway from the meeting so far is that dialing out is a very good option for these calls, just FYI for people. Well, while we wait,
the host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Yeah, I think it's really unfair that we get notified when the host leaves, but we don't get notified when the host arrives. So does anybody else have any perspective on going all the way back to item number two, Elaine's comments or questions? I mean, does anybody else on the team supportive of the perspective that he was espousing that could maybe speak to it? Or is it really the case that Elaine has a perspective and it wasn't really shared elsewhere?
Hi, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Ah, Boban, yes.
Hi, y'all. How's it going? Yeah, I got it. So please go forward, and then I will come back to the topic.
No, man, we're at sort of any of the previous items that we were hanging fire on, so... it could be if you had a comment about the SSR1 recommendations or the email thread, or even if you could speak to the SSR, ICANN SSR work.
Okay. Only one question. Is anyone working on SSR1 and on the Workstream 1, or what's the current status of it? Because I had some concerns about the methodology, and I sent a mail to the list about that, yeah, so, and there was no feedback, yeah, so, and I've also talked to Lauren last week, yeah, about the process itself, yeah, and how we move forward, or what we have to do, what about the methodology, is it the right one, what about the outcome of the review of SR1 recommendations, and I have some concerns about it, so and I'm not sure if it is the right way, and if it's not, yeah, how we can correct it, yeah, because we take a look at it on a higher level approach, yeah, so and I'm not sure at the end if it's the right thing that we had to conclude, yeah, so my question is, should we invest more time on investigating something? Yeah, because we have no evidence. We have nothing. Yeah, we have only some references, and there are still outstanding some questions. Or should we move forward to the second work stream? Yeah, and to say, okay, let's stop it, or let's write it down, yeah, said, okay, that's the level, and we don't want to go deeper inside and don't want to investigate more than until we do it now. So, yeah, that's some questions, yeah, that are in my mind, and I would really appreciate it if you can help me to understand it better, yeah, how to work on it.
Okay.
So I now have echo.
Okay, so I think that's a very helpful starting point for discussions. So I see Zarko has his hand raised. So Zarko, go ahead. Zarko, if you're talking, we are unable to hear you.
Yeah, I think he has the same problem. Yeah, I think that the bridge doesn't work fine. So I think he also to dial in.
Yeah, I think anybody who has comments, be prepared to need to dial in. And maybe we could make a note to staff that we're having, again, audio issues with Adobe Connect, and maybe there's something that we can sort of try and work on in the background between this and the next call.
Excuse me, this is Brenda, and may I just inform you all, it is always best to use the dial-in feature that is on the first screen that we start with. Just for audio issue, it does help if you dial in versus using your microphone. So I just wanted to let you all know that. But Alan is on the phone now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brenda. Okay, so I think there's been so before I go to Nurul, I mean, I just want to channel the chat room. So Naveed typed a comment that, Naveed, you feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just going to summarize. The 2 cents would be to move away from SSR1 recommendations and essentially move on with our work because we may have, if in my words, not his, reached the point of diminishing returns. And I see Norm agrees with what Naveed said, maybe not necessarily if I've mischaracterized. Nurul, please go ahead. Nurul, I believe you are muted based on the phone with an X over it.
Hello, I think Alan is on the line, and I think it's his turn. After that, I will make my comment.
Okay. Alan, Nurul has deferred to you.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes,
we can.
So, sorry to pick you back. On the SSR1 discussion we're having, so as I said on the chat, I feel bad that after all this long thread, I see here from the leadership that the concerns are still not well understood. Before the meeting, before Barcelona, one agenda item in Barcelona was alert, plain concern, and plain concern in that. And I did a follow-up on the email, but it looked like still not understood. So maybe the point has just been dismissed, and that move on. But I think I've said the record, and then it is in there. I've raised some issues, it's not understood by this team, so I don't think we should spend time on it, and we can just move on.
Great. So, Nurul, go ahead, please.
This is regarding Bobbin's comment regarding the ACK and SSR work discussion. I think we had a very productive two-day conference during the LA meeting. We have discussed different aspects of risk management, incident handling procedures, and things like that. So I think it was very useful for the review operations, and we have to proceed with that findings, I feel. That's my comment.
Yes, that's a very good point. We're definitely trying that. Thank you very much. Darko?
This is Denise. Could you put me in the queue, please? Thanks. And also, could staff let me into the Adobe Connect room? My request is not being approved. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah. As Darko, go ahead. Darko, we are not hearing audio if you are talking. Still nothing, Darko. I see you muting and unmuting, but we're not hearing it. Okay, so Darko will dial in. So, Denise, you're next to me, too.
Sure, thank you. I agree with Naveed's comments. We've been doing a lot of research and due diligence for about a year on these recommendations, and the fact that many of them have not been implemented or implemented only partially makes it more challenging to assess the impact. Nevertheless, I think the team sort of collectively has done a reasonable job in doing its research and due diligence and crafting with the understanding that there is sort of imperfect implementation information on many of the recommendations, doing our best to provide a high-level assessment. So I also agree with Naveed and sort of support the direction that we're moving in. Having said that, there's 28 of them, and not all recommendations are created equal. I'm completely open to doing additional research on some of these recommendations if team members feel it's warranted. And I would suggest that we continue down the work plan we've laid out for SSR1 implementation, have people do initial write-ups, pull them together, take another look. And if there are areas where we feel like more research, more discussion, more input from the team is needed, I feel like we've got the flexibility to do that. And this is speaking to Boban's comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. That's very helpful. So, and I put myself in the queue, so and I'm the next one. So, anyone else, please feel free to jump in. But taking my hat off and speaking as just a team member, I agree with this. You know, and I want to point out, having done, I would say, a fair amount of evidence-based research and investigation, that you know, the perfect is always the enemy of the good. And what I mean by that is that certainly if we were, like, full-time investigators and we had sort of carte blanche to do deep investigations, we could certainly unearth evidence and do very deep digging. But as with most things, we only really get what we're given, and we have to basically make assessments based on the inputs we're given. So we've asked for – I just want to refresh everyone's memory and bring people up to speed, new members that weren't there for this. We've asked for how did this work, how did that work, gotten briefings on it. We've asked follow-up questions and gotten responses to a lot of those. And if what we've gotten isn't enough to do any more analysis than what we've done, then we have to do the analysis that we can with what we've been given. Our job is not to linger on SSR1 for N years. It's to, you know, make progress. And so I'm sympathetic to a lot of the comments that I've seen on the list and heard on the call today about trying to get deeper understandings of things and to find deeper ground truth. But it's maybe not realistic to expect that as a volunteer review team we're going to get much more than answers to questions we've been given. So I would propose that we put this to a straw poll of the people on the call now for those that would like to sort of move forward. Alternately, I would propose, this is me putting my hat back on, that we maybe do – actually, I rescind my proposal and sort of to try and channel what I think Denise said. If there are recommendations that people feel like we should linger on, things that maybe we do want to do more digging on or somebody in particular wants to do more digging on, I would propose we call those out specifically. But otherwise, I'd also like to suggest we move forward with the SSR1 write-up so that we can move on to, like Nirul said, we did the ICANN SSR briefing a year ago, and it might be nice to go back and sort of finish that up. So I'll finish up the question queue and then maybe circle back for an action on that if it doesn't get OBE'd. So, Zarko, I see you're next, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me now.
Yes.
Okay, great. I fully agree with what Alain and Bobin were writing, and I would like to remind you that I mentioned something like that even in Barcelona meeting, and I'm reading what Navid is saying, that we'll get more information by going on other subtopics. That was my suggestion then, and that's my suggestion now. And what I would like to raise is that I cannot support SSR1 recommendations review to have so negative tone and to have, I don't know, 60-70% of findings that 60 or 70% of recommendations were not implemented. That's totally wrong, and I believe that we didn't look right things over there. You know, we have ICANN should that's recommendation number one. Let me find that somewhere. It says ICANN should publish a single, clear, and consistent statement of SSR remit and limited technical mission. And we said they didn't do that. They did. Our job is not to judge is that good or not. Our job is not is that for Pulitzer Prize or not. It is something that is requested and it is done. And I got answer in Barcelona that it says single and they have a few revisions of that. Yeah, but a couple recommendations later it says that that statement should be reviewed. So what we are going to do about that? So I don't agree that we did a good job, and I don't agree that methodology is good, and I don't agree that a lot of recommendations were not implemented at all. So I am not supporting this.
Okay. Thank you, Zarko. Lauren, you're next.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this is Lauren speaking. My big question with this is, how are we moving forward? And I think that's what we have to think about. We have done work on the SSR1 recommendations, and from my perspective, what I can see is that a lot of it is still, you know, in draft mode, right? Like, we haven't actually, like, written it up. And I feel that maybe a good way forward would be to say, let's actually kind of look at the document, let's see what we actually want to write. So, for example, Zarko's concerns, I think are valid, and it's a question not only of, you know, a yes or no, but also a question of language. So there is a big difference between us saying, oh, yeah, this was, you know, implemented, but we have noticed that X happened and that might not have been so great. This doesn't mean it wasn't implemented, but it means that there was something in the implementation that could be done better, or that going forward should be addressed if possible, for example. So that's one point on those things. The second thing, I think what Denise said, having the ability, while we actually go back in and look at the recommendations and the text to say, oh, there is actually something missing here, or, oh, I'm not completely happy with this. We should definitely allow that and do that. But I fear to do that properly, we actually have to look at the report and the actual text. rather than, you know, just open up everything again, but rather be like, okay, let's check it out. Let's see, are we happy with the amount of information given? Is there something we need to get to? And likewise, I think by moving also into other directions, we might be able to fill in some of the blanks as well. So my main question is, how are we moving forward on this, addressing the concerns, but also not kind of cycling back completely and throwing a lot of stuff we've done out the window?
Great. Thank you, Lauren. Navid, you're next. Navid, it looks like you might be muted. We are still not hearing you, Navid. Did you, by any chance, not dial out? Navid, I think you might be having audio. Okay. Feel free to put your name back on the queue. Denise, you're next.
Thanks, Eric, and thanks all for this robust discussion. I think it's really, really useful. I think it's useful to separate sort of the methodology from sort of the initial input and conclusions that are reflected in the current document. We may well, as a team, disagree what's initially written in the Google Doc in terms of the conclusion of the assessment. And there's a fair amount of subjectivity involved in assessing these fairly high-level recommendations, many of which have not been fully implemented. What we say, how we say it, how we assess it, all open broadly to a lot of interpretations. And I think, as Lauren said, having a more fulsome write-up and going through them as a team and working through disagreements of how we ultimately assess that and whether we say it's implemented or not implemented is going to be an important part of our work. But I think at this point, for me, it's really important that we understand and hopefully most of us agree on the general methodology. Would Zarco be able to expand on his comment that he does not like the methodology that's being used? And specifically, do you have suggestions of specific things that you'd like the team to consider doing in addition or differently as we move forward on the SSR1 work? Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. Boban, you're next.
Thank you. Well, what one question could make, so a lot of
questions. The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Okay, good to hear. So, I would like to jump in, and I think Lauren's idea is not the best. Yes, so I would also propose to start initially to write up the document. Yeah, but we should also describe at the beginning what were the circumstances. Yes, so that it was only a high level approach. Yeah, that we had not a lot of information. Because when you ask me from your perspective, yeah, my stomach said me, okay, there is not enough information, yeah, or evidences to say, okay, that's the right conclusion, to check the requirement of fulfillment of the recommendation, yeah. So, I think we need more stuff at the one or the other recommendation. So, and I think we will see it at the end when we start write the report for walkthrough 1, that there are, I'm sure, five, six, seven, eight recommendations that where we need more information. You have to say at the end, okay, that's our conclusion. So I'm okay with this approach, yes. So I would also say regarding the timeline itself, let's start with the report, write it down, and I'm okay with the methodology, yeah, but as I said, yeah, there are not a lot of information to give a qualitative approach, yeah, to be sure that's the right answer or the right conclusion at the end. That's my concern in this, yeah. So I think at the one or other recommendation, it would be good if you have more information about or regarding some evidences yet to come to the conclusion. Yeah, that's my point. But I think we should start it's right to write the report, yeah, and then we'll see what happens at the end. Yeah. So.
Okay. Thank you, Bowen. So I'm next, and I'm going to cut the mic lines off after Elaine, who just jumped in. So please, no more hands after that, because I'd like to sort of make some progress as we're starting to wind down on time. And I will defer to Naveed because he made it into the queue, but he was ahead. So Naveed, go ahead, please. But my name is the last one in the current queue, so please. For that.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so actually I have a couple of points. I think there is a kind of a misunderstanding between our members, and we are not going anywhere with this. Some of us are questioning the methodology that we are taking. Some of them are doing the same for the understanding that we are getting. That's all right, but all the comments that I hear so far are very generic kind of things, and they can be applied even if we have put another 3 months over it. Still, those comments can be valid. If we are saying that somebody is not investigating enough or not having deep enough, so that there's never an answer to this. Specifically, as I see this, we have had some questions that I am assuming that were agreed upon. We put this to the staff, and we get their answers for some of them, and so for some of them they get delayed. Based on that, what information was provided to us and what we get as the presentation of the implementation of SSR, we made up a view of whether something was implemented partially or fully or not at all. So I think that is fair enough at the end of the day if we make something like that. We're not going to make another 1 year of research into what was implemented and what were not in detail. We might be wrong, and that's why I said, even in the process of investigating more work streams, we might find that what observation we had for example, recommendation one might not be valid, and we correct that at that point. So there's no point of hanging over this issue again, time and again. And if, on the other hand, if we still think that this matter has to be resolved right and here and now, then we can have a call for volunteers for the members and can make a small team who wants to have more investigation on the issue. And we rest of us can move on with the other work team. So this is what I had to say. So I thought my audio was somehow not working, so I thought I should connect and make my point clear. Thank you.
Yes, that was very helpful, Marie. Thank you. Lauren, go ahead.
So this was just a quick coming back to one of Boban's comments, and I think what we need to do with these recommendations, one of the top things in my eyes is to exactly speak to the issues we had in assessing them, considering our resources, and how this will feed into our own recommendations. I think that's a huge part of what we have to do, and that's really important, and that's essentially everything I wanted to say.
Great, thank you, Lauren. Elaine, go ahead, please.
Yes, I think that we have to be frank and honest to ourselves. I see this game as I don't agree with methodology, or I agree with methodology, but I don't agree with this. So I think, please, let's be frank with us. We are here to do a review, and one important thing when you do review is to have a methodology. And this methodology will not only apply for SSR1 review. All the other work streams are also going to be a review. Well, we need to apply methodology. So let's be frank with ourselves. So, and what we are discussing here for me should not be only focusing on SSR1. If we want to do the other work streams, we have to agree on the methodology. We have to agree on the methodology, we have to agree on the documentation, we have to agree on the flow of information we need before we can make a judgment. This is what we are supposed to do, is to get access to data, interview people, etc., and make a judgment. So you have to have a methodology. So these things are, for me, is important. Then allow me to go back. When we met in DC to restart, okay, we had the new people, we had the facilitators, etc. So I think for me, one of the things we missed there was that we didn't discuss and say, okay, now that we are restarting after the pause, what is going to be our methodology, or how we are going to approach? Are we sticking to the four sub team, or how are we now reorganizing ourselves? So from DC, we just keep going, and then we decided to go with some questions and ask questions, implemented yes or not, this and that. That was then the methodology we have used. We have never had a proper discussion from DC meeting, say, what for SSR 1, for SS, for internal SSR, for this, what are going to be the methodology, for example. We have never done that, for example. So I think, I know if we escape this, it's fine, but it will catch us when we move on to the other work stream. So please, I call upon the leadership to really help us. We must agree on methodology, we must agree on documentation, we must agree on responsibility, who is doing what, etc. Otherwise, the way it's going now, if you have anything here, raised here and there, I don't think it will really help us. We start writing a report, and if we find out, etc. So, please, I may be wrong, but I think let's do the right thing at the right time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Elaine. So, I've cut the mic lines off, so I guess I had planned to make these comments, and now they seem like maybe I'm reacting to the last conversation, but it was just a really good segue. I do recall this team spending a lot of time discussing methodology. I remember we had a document that we all iterated over. I remember there was a lot of back and forth. I don't recall there being this much consternation over it. That's fine. Certainly people can develop opinions over time and raise them. I think it might not be completely genuine to say that we haven't discussed the methodology, because we actually have artifacts. I was actually, while Lynn was speaking, I was actually trying to dig through the email to find out when the dates were that we actually discussed this. And sadly, I was not able to do that in parallel, but I believe it was before October. But nevertheless, there was a lot of back and forth. There was a Google document, and in fact, I remember providing some commentary to that myself. And I believe KC was heavily involved because we had a lot of discussions about scientific methodology then. So I'm sensing that people may want to reanalyze the methodology that we use for SSR1, but I'm also sensing that some people have a sense of moving forward. I want to circle back to something that I heard Naveed say, I believe. And Naveed, please don't let me put words in your mouth. I think this is what you said, but if I mischaracterize you, please say so. I believe one of Naveed's observations was that in moving forward with the other work streams, we might uncover information that is informative to our review of SSR1. And I think that may not be an objective. It may just be a side effect. And certainly, I think we have reached the point of diminishing returns on this discussion. So I would like to put a proposal forward to the team right now to make a decision. How many people would agree with moving forward with another work stream, tabling this one so that, one, in parallel, we can settle the methodology again? So anybody that has specific concerns about the methodology, which is part of a published document, please raise them specifically on the list while we move forward with the ICANN SSR work stream. And two, any outstanding questions. As I recall, we did go through all of the SSR 1 recommendations together, and so concerns about a finding for, say, recommendation 1 might have been easier to ingest at the time when we reviewed it as a team. But nevertheless, maybe if people have specific concerns about our findings, while we move forward with the next work stream, maybe we can put it to the team for those of us that have concerns about various either methodology or recommendation language that we raise that on the list. And I'm sort of looking at the chat room, which is now going faster than I can read. Let's see. Those are changing. Yeah, do so as a team. Already said, let's move forward. Okay. So there's sort of different views about how to do this, but I'd like to put forward a request using the Adobe Connect Rooms agree, disagree button, which is right next to where you raise your hand. I'd like to see how many people would agree with setting up people on the list to discuss methodology again and to discuss specific concerns they have with anything that's been put down for recommendations in SSR1 while we move forward with ICANN SSR work. And then we can circle back to SSR1 later, either next after ICANN SSR or at the end or before future, we can discuss that later. But basically moving forward and coming back to this later. But that would be a clear direction to anybody with any concerns to make those concerns clear to people on the list and have a substantive discussion. Can I get support or non-support for that, please? Or would someone like to suggest a different approach? I see Naveed, your hand is up, so go ahead.
Yeah, this is Naveed. Actually, I was just thinking, and I mentioned this in my last comment, why don't we set up a small group of 2 or 3 people who seem to have better understanding than us of the problem that they see about this methodology or whatever, or the approach that we are taking. And they can suggest to us or propose to the group what needs to be done while we move ahead with the other work stream. So that can also be done if somebody thinks that, again, as you said, it should be the concrete one that can be realizable, actually, with the resources that we have. I would not want to see that the outcome is what the outcome of the previous SSR 1 substream, that we need to outsource this. So that I would not support anyways. But if somebody has, or a group of people among us, and not all of us are on today's call, so if they can form a subgroup or substream suggesting us what need to be done exactly in a more concrete way, I would welcome that. Thank you.
Thank you, Naveed. Okay, so now I see in the chat room, Darko, you said that you don't think there is a methodology. Is that because you can't find the link to the document, or you don't think the document is substantively a methodology? I see Zarko's typing back. You can also talk if you like. There's no document. Okay. I guess I thought there was one. Perhaps I'm wrong. Does anybody else remember discussing methodology, SSR1 recommendations document? Or is that just a figment of my imagination?
So, Eric, are you hearing
me? Yeah, go ahead. Denise, can you hold on? I think Elaine wants to talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so, I think, as I said, I call on the leadership to help us really look at, because the way it's going and asking outdoor questions to people, I will not suggest we go there. So if you think that we have an issue to address, I would suggest that we have three, four leaders right now. You trying to look to take this, and because the way it's going, I don't think this is going to be productive. And then back to the methodology. As I said earlier, every review, your review will be accepted or not based on methodology. So we need to have a methodology for the review at the whole. Then for each sub stream, we may now have a specific methodology there. Okay, so I think the first thing we are supposed to do that once we agree on the what stream, what to be done here, et cetera, is to have the team to say, okay, following our general methodology, this is how we apply it. This is how we apply this methodology for substream one. This is how we apply it for substream two. This. Then we are coherent. We will be coherent. Set generic methodology to apply for our review. And we all agree this is what we're going to do. We stay on scope, follow our methodology. Then for each work stream, we may now adapt and apply the methodology for each work stream. I think this is how it works. So I'm saying that, let me conclude, is that let's not only focus on SSR1. The methodology and everything issue will come when you move to the next work item, because how are we going to approach, how are we going to conduct the work there too? So please, I don't know if I'm making any sense here, but maybe other people may help clarify my point if I'm not clear enough.
Well, so I'm going to jump in because we only have a couple minutes left. The methodology for SSR1 is in the document. The document that we're assessing in actually contains the methodology that we discussed as a template, and then we applied it. So if you look at recommendation one, and then you look at the text below it, and then you look at the sections below that, did the implementation have the intended effect? How was the assessment conducted? Is the recommendation still relevant today? If so, what further work needed? If not, why? That was our methodology. We put it into the document. So every one of these recommendations is holding our methodology. It's represented by our methodology, and this is what we adjudicated ourselves on the call. And as regards to the comment about we should have one methodology for all of our work streams, I think that that's false logic. All of our work streams are doing different work. The methodologies we would use to assess them would necessarily be different. If we had a generic methodology, it probably wouldn't apply, not to everything, or it would be so diffuse that it wouldn't actually have any teeth for the things that it was actually being used for. So, in fact, when you do a methodology, it needs to be task-specific. So different SSR work streams are going to require different methodologies. So, Elena, I see your hand is up. We have 1 minute left. If you'd like to go really quickly, I think we can. But your comment about the leadership taking this on, yes, the leadership will take this on, and we will circle back with the team after we've had a chance to discuss. So, Elaine, you, last words.
Yes, thank you for giving me the chance to say my last word. Eric, I think I just said it, and what I said is you just repeat what I said, but you are putting like I was wrong. I said for this review, we need to have a global methodology, okay, for the review, because we are supposed to do.
And I disagreed with that.
Then for each work stream, then the team working each stream should follow the guideline of this generic approach to develop the specific approach methodology for how they would do the work. I think we are saying the same thing, but I think I just want to make sure that we're trying to agree and elaborate on people that are trying to push people's idea aside, etc. So I think we agree we need a common approach for the review. Okay, then for each work item, definitely it will be different, but we need to have a referral where each team must follow to develop each a methodology. Thank you.
Great. So we're out of time. And I think this would be something we could pick up on the list, discussing methodologies and how they're applied and how they're constructed. It sounds like great fodder for the list. And as you suggested, Elaine, I suspect the leadership team will have a lot to discuss about this. Staff, I know that we're over time, and I actually have to run to another meeting. So if you'd like to summarize the action items, if you could do it quickly, that would be awesome. Sorry to put you under the gun like that.
Thanks, Eric. The action items I captured, there's two of them. The first one, staff to work with the leadership to outline next steps and timeline for the SSR1 recommendations text in the Google Doc and add owner of draft text fields to the Google Doc. And the second one probably comes first, leadership to discuss SSR1 methodology concerns voiced by the review team members to date and circle back to the team. So please, I'll share these via the email, and feel free to share any edits or additional action items on the list as well. Thanks.
Hey, this is Denise, just really quickly. I think we also need an action item. Those who are suggesting changes to the SSR1 methodology, there are people who were not on this conference call. Some lines were hard to hear. Could we please have an action item that the people who would like to see changes in the methodology post the specific changes to the email list to help us as a team consider and come to an agreement on that? That would be really helpful. I'm not quite clear in my mind everything we need to consider and what some team members would like us to do. And then also, Jennifer, could you take an action item and just remind people of the deadline on the doodle poll so we can move forward with choosing our next meeting time and location. Thank you.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
All right, everyone. Look forward to seeing a healthy discussion on the list. Talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.